The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
On this Thursday morning, the day after the election, and we knew that there would be tremendous voter turnout there. We knew that there would be a lot of absentee ballots to count. They've certainly been doing that at local clerk's offices and at the county clerk's office as well. Joining us right now is St. Clair County Clerk Jay DeBoyer. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I got to ask how you're doing and how your staff is doing and what these last couple of days have been like for y'all.
Well, I can tell you we're tired. That's for sure. Not a lot of sleep in the last 2 days, but process-wise, it went very well. We were able to process through our stuff on election night, albeit that it was certainly late. The process of tabulating of the AV ballots that come into each jurisdiction, which are tabulated at each jurisdiction. Just a longer process because there's purely more of them, right? So that just takes a longer process, and it pushed us later into the night. In fact, it pushed us into Wednesday morning by the time we actually had our final totals from every tabulating precinct, and we're able to put them out there. Couple things, Paul, I just want to get right out there right now, and I would love it if you would be able to remind people of a couple of things that have just exploded on social media in the last 2 days. The first thing is, voting on a ballot with a Sharpie does not, and I repeat, does not invalidate your vote.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to ask you about that. People are saying that voting with a Sharpie causes bleed through. It's going to invalidate the vote. And I've seen even this morning people posting that misinformation out there.
Yeah, completely. 100% unequivocally false. Interesting thing, the process, the tabulator, the ballots, the marking implements are all reviewed, approved, and designed by one, the manufacturer of the tabulator, and two, the Secretary of State's Bureau of Elections. The tabulators we use in St. Clair County were approved using a Sharpie as the voting implement. Bleed through does not impact your vote. The ballots are specifically designed to accommodate for the possibility of ink bleed through. It does not invalidate your vote. That, to me, and this is the troubling thing to me, and I rarely move into the political world when I'm executing my duties as clerk. But when I watch complete lies be spread in order to further an agenda, it really causes me to be disheartened.
Yeah, and we've certainly seen that over these last 48 hours as people have been watching the count very closely. Obviously, some states are taking even longer than did Michigan, and there are accusations of ballots being trucked in and fraud and things like that. I know you can't speak to other states and even other counties, but just speak to how the process goes in St. Clair County and all the watchful eyes that that surround this process.
Absolutely. I've said this before, and I want to say it again, but I want it to be in context. I do believe there is an order of, safer to safest when it comes to how you handle your ballot, right? It is obviously safer to vote in person than it is to drop your ballot in the mail because you don't know what's going to happen with that ballot between the time you let go of it and the time it gets to the clerk's office. And I'm not even saying fraud. I'm just saying lost, right? Who knows, right? So, but I can tell you this, the process of dealing with AV ballots in St. Clair County and mandated by the laws of the state of Michigan, frankly, I can't do anything about somebody out there that might be nefarious, right? But when it comes to the process and how it's done by the clerks in St. Clair County, and I include every single one of those clerks because I know them, I know how they handle things. I know how they process things. I know what their integrity level is. I know what their their desire to be perfect is. AV ballots are handled in a manner that you can be very certain that they're appropriately counted in St. Clair County, and done so in an unbiased, secure fashion. That has happened time and time again. It's been proven time and time again. I'm convinced of it. Again, I can't control somebody who has willful intent to be nefarious, but I can tell you that as far as the process goes and how the law says you should do it, that's how we do it in St. Clair County.
Jay, did the technology work as well as it was supposed to for counting ballots?
Yes, it did. You know, you always prepare for the worst. Hope it's good. And I can tell you, for the volume of lead-up concern to this election, and again, I'm speaking St. Clair County, you know, you walk into that election night when totals are supposed to start coming in, and you always have a little bit of unrest in your gut. And it went off without an issue. You have the usual issues, you know, on my ballot jammed. I got a tabulator that's on the fritz. You know, can we swap this tabulator out because it's just a piece of machinery, right? That happens when you're running 100 of them. You're going to have one. But from a pure executional perspective in St. Clair County, it went off, you know, without a hitch from a perspective of executing it. Yes. Totals, like I said, came in later than typical, but we expected that because of the sheer volume of AV ballots that had to be tabulated. But by Wednesday morning, mid-morning, we were completely reported, except for, actually, if you go to our website, I think right now you'll see 97 or 99%. And that's frankly because we have two or three school districts that bleed into other counties. And so the numbers that are voted in those counties have to be reported back to me, and then those numbers have to be manually entered into the reporting system. So until those are done, I can't enter them into my system, so it's always going to leave me at a 99% until those numbers are punched in.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
But
process-wise, it went very well.
Did we set any records in St. Clair County for voter turnout or absentee balloting?
Yeah, I think we set records for both of them. I haven't spent a lot of time looking at the statistical side of things because we got more important things right now we're dealing with. But just on a glance over, absolutely. Was not uncommon in lots of precincts to see a 75% turnout, which is 10% higher than we saw in 16. In AV ballots, absolutely. There was a number of precincts that, and again, I'm going on my first glance across things, that we had more AV ballots than we had in-person polling, and that's to me probably the first time that that's happened.
Because of the closeness of the presidential race and other races as well, if somebody challenges or wants a recount in the state of Michigan, what does your role become then? If there's a request for Michigan, for example, to be recounted, what happens then?
Well, yeah, so I'm, by definition, chief elections official for St. Clair County. Let's say the presidential race wants to be recounted. So each municipality is still responsible for providing the staffing and the individuals and bringing their ballots because each municipality maintains their ballots in a secure fashion. And yeah, we would, like we did in 16, if it were to happen for presidential, we would probably end up at someplace like the convention center, and we would have counting stations set up for each precinct, and we would have poll workers from each precinct, and we would go. I would be the guy that coordinates it all, but each municipality would actually be tabulating their own ballots again, if that kind of answers your question.
Yeah, it does. I was just kind of curious as to how that would play out, and again, it hasn't been requested yet, but we don't know what's
right.
Going to happen in the days ahead. It sounds, Jay, like overall everything went very, very well for this high voter turnout election in St. Clair County.
It did. It absolutely did. Very satisfied with it. And there's one more thing that I got phone calls last night from Florida, from Delaware, from all over the place. There was a tweet apparently that was put out yesterday by someone, and that apparently was shared by Donald Trump Jr. that said 500 Trump votes found dumped in Marysville, Michigan. I saw that and got a couple phone calls on it, and I worked backwards on, well, okay, where does a statement like this come from? And as it turns out, that statement is 100% false. But again, it's being shared out there on social media. As you know, and I think I just said to you, those tabulations are coming in all day, all evening. And the Marysville AV count precinct that counted precincts 3 and 4 was frankly the last AV counting board that was populated in our public reporting system. And it didn't get populated until in the morning on Wednesday. So someone ran with, my goodness, there's more votes being found, right? Because they clearly probably looked at results the night before. They then looked at results in the morning. And the thing that I say, you know, and I rarely drag politics into what it is we do, the frustration for me is this. I'm under, and I want this to be taken properly. There's no statutory requirement for us to post unofficial results, right? And when we post unofficial results and then people run with things like that with unofficial results, it's a disservice to the citizens. It's a disservice to the process, because what you find out is you're trying to aid the citizens with posting that information as it comes in, but it turns out at times it seems like it causes more turmoil than it's worth. It's a frustration on the process side, Paul.
Absolutely. I think people don't realize this is manual labor when you have to take all these ballots out of envelopes, straighten them out, put them through a machine one at a time, and when you're talking hundreds of thousands of them, and, you know, in some states, millions of them, that's a long process. I think people want things to happen instantaneously. They forget about the fact that it's manual labor. It takes time.
Absolutely. And I see those kind of things go on, and I see them, you know, shared by people who I don't know if I'd say I'm close to, but people I certainly know, and I find myself becoming a election, you know, protector, which I think I am to some degree, but I find myself having to defend that process, which consumes a tremendous amount of time. At the moment, we don't have a tremendous amount of time. We have some statutory mandates we have to have done. We're starting the canvas today. Every single day after the election, we go through our unofficial posted numbers and review them to make sure we didn't make a clerical error. We review all those things. And when I have to start defending things to people that I would have believed would have trusted me, I go, my goodness, we're going into a territory here that I don't think any of us want to be in.
The joys of social media, huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Jay, great job. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. I know you've got busy days ahead of you. It's for us, it feels over to a certain extent. You still got a lot of work ahead, don't you?
We do. We'll probably be on the canvas here until at least, early or mid next week. So.
All right. Best of luck to you. Hey, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
All right, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.